the libertarian candidate from president for president, Gary Johnson. He was asked by Chris Matthews of MSNBC to name his favorite foreign leader.
Mexico, Europe, over there, Asia, South America, Africa, name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
An Aleppo moment sounds like something a senior citizen might have that requires an adult diaper.
But,
oh, yeah, that's one for the odd job.
I got it.
By the way, you awed something in the Stoner movie reviewers.
I did?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Fook is all over those awes.
So that's two for the Wounded Warriors in the jar there, Lens.
I owe him two from yesterday, too.
Okay, good. Another buck for the Wounded Warriors. So we had our cross-dressing Mormon anarchist, Paul Dwayne, who looks like Howie Long, but wears a mini skirt and black hose and heels. To comment on the situation, because he's a big libertarian guy, and here's his take.
Good morning, Paul Dwayne here. As a cross-dressing Mormon anarchist, this election has been tough. I'm certainly not voting for a guy in the gambling business, and unless Bill promises to dress like a first lady, I'm not voting for Hillary. That leaves me with libertarian, forgetful Gary Johnson. During recent interviews, Gary Johnson forgot what Aleppo is and forgot the name of his favorite foreign leader. Suddenly, America is full of experts on Syrian geography and have carefully considered lists of admired heads of state. You remind me of what it's like to be on Facebook when David Bowie or Gene Wilder dies. Everyone's a fan when it's fashionable. Hillary can forget about Benghazi, the TPP, her email server, that C stands for classified, that she stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and when it comes to forgetting, much of America is with her. Trump forgets about his stance on the Iraq war, that stop and frisk is unconstitutional, and while on the most viewed debate in history, says that not paying federal taxes makes me smart, and then 1 hour later forgets and says,
"No, I didn't say that at all."
Listening to Clinton, Trump, and their worshippers is starting to feel more and more like visiting my grandpa in the nursing home in the Alzheimer's unit with his hearing aid turned off. America, forget you. While you're forgetting about freedom, forgetting about all the forgetting that your forgetful candidate has done, I'll remember to vote for the guy who remembers decency, honesty, integrity, and remembers to apologize on the rare occasion that he's wrong. In the words of Gandhi, feel the Johnson. Until next time, I'm Paul Dwayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist.
I love everything that he said there.
That's wonderful.
I think he's totally
correct. Too. Nail on the head.
I take issue with one thing. Did Gandhi ever say feel the Johnson?
Oh, he did. Okay. And also a little known fact about Gandhi, he played a lot of beer pong in college.
Oh yeah?
And he used to house pizza after pizza before he went on his hunger strike.
You two had a left.
But no, there was one wrong thing that was implied in that is voting for Gary Johnson is a good thing because it's not that he's not, well, he's not qualified to be president, but not that he's not qualified to be president, except that it's a wasted vote.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Make your point on your own time when it doesn't affect the rest of the country.
Exactly.
All right.